and continue.
All right. My wife is getting happier and happier as we speak. Secondly, now looking forward about our development of the 2031 plan, this 2-point font graphic that we have up here is from the Water Development Board. That I put it up primarily not because I anticipate anybody being able to read this. It's actually available on the Water Development Board's website. But my intent is to really talk in a big level, because that is going over 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years there. And this is just the draft initial schedule. This thing's going to be fleshed out quite a bit more as we go over time. And the things that I wanted to point out to it, you know, 26, 27 through 30, as we're developing the 2031 Brazos G plan, is right there, that blue line represents pre-planning and the coordination meeting. That's the rest of this year, essentially. They have a big window that they've identified that we'll be hosting somewhere in that window, likely due to contract reasons, due to developing the scopes and everything that we've got to do, contracts between the board and BRA, and then BRA with the technical consultant team. It'll likely be mid-October, as the chair mentioned earlier, that we'll be scheduling that pre-planning meeting, and that'll be when we really kick off. But then once we do kick off, that green square there kind of captures what's going on in 2027. Don't need to know all the details. Really what it is we'll be getting a draft list of all the water providers in the region from the Water Development Board for us to review and identify and look at things like, have we caught everybody? Are there new entities because of the significant growth that's going on? There's likely going to be new water providers that meet the threshold of being identified as a explicit WUG for the purposes of the 2031 plan. We're going to need to review that information, go through it. Then the Water Development Board will start developing population, revised population numbers. This cycle, you'll remember last cycle, we had the new census. We had the 2020 census. This cycle is, we don't have a new census, but they'll be taking whatever annual amounts from 2021 through 2025 and looking at those numbers to update whatever needs to be updated on the population numbers for all of our water providers. And they will provide draft population estimates for 2030 through 2080, as well as characterizations of historical use that we can look at per capita usage and develop a picture of demand, a conservative picture of demand, where we look at things like, all right, what's been the highest used in the last decade or decade plus. Last cycle, we used 2011 as a primary example because it was a very, very hot, dry year that had a lot of high use. We might still be looking at that. Point being is that we're going to do all of that review and bring that for your consideration over the course of 2027. That's where we'll really be focusing on population and demands. That's the same as in previous rounds, so nothing new there, just kind of giving you an idea of where we're heading. And then I'll end with this slide here. I'm sorry.
Back up just a second.
Yes, sir.
So when in this calendar does this group review and approve the scope moving forward?
The scope.
How does that, you mentioned the different contracts between the entities that are involved.
So the Water Development Board develops the scope of work that essentially gets assigned out to all of the regions. And that scope of work goes into the contract that's negotiated between the board and the Brazos River Authority and every other administrative agent.
Right. So where is that on? That's my question.
On their schedule? That's the blue box, with the green around it right there, that all of that and above contemplates the contracting and the effort going into setting up all the consultant teams and the administrators with their budgets to start moving forward. No one can expend their budget until that first pre-planning meeting.
And you're anticipating, again, that to be in October?
Yes.
For us?
Yes.
Okay. That was my question.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Draft contracts are being sent out beginning of September for y'all to review and review that scope.
Okay. So that leads to another question then. What is being contemplated, or can we be made aware of what's being considered in that contract? Or is there things that are being considered that would be of interest to us to understand or provide input to?
That's a great question. Not to my knowledge, but I can speak with my manager and get a clear answer on that.
I can only offer that in the past 15 years, as the consultant that's doing the work, we've never had an opportunity to suggest changes to any of the scope whatsoever to the state, because it's essentially a carbon copy of the for all regions.
And it's based on deadlines that we're given too.
It's all statutory and guidelines that drive it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you.
I guess what he's trying to say, Kenny, is what the Water Development Board sends us for contract between the administrator and our technical consultant doesn't have any wiggle room in it. They have a list of the scope of what you have to, of what they have to do. I just put in layman terms so that I could understand of the things that they have to accomplish. Where there is some say-so that we have as the group is which management strategies that we concentrate on the most, et cetera, things like that. Am I correct, Tony?
That's correct. And also I would say what we touched on earlier is some of the engagement.
Yes, right? And that too, right.
Okay, and that's, I guess, where my question was tied to. We talked a few minutes ago about we were going to try to be flexible and come up with some ways to look at it, and we just hear we get prescribed to us what to do. So we're saying there is some flexibility for us.
A little bit, right. Very little.
So I guess my ask is, and not to belabor the meeting so we can move on, is for us to be made aware when those points of flexibility are afforded to us so we can actually consider them. And instead of just saying, we're just getting told to do what to do. I think it'd be helpful for us to be able to say, you know, we'd like to.
And we try to do that.
Yeah.
Tony tries to do that. Yeah. Whenever.
I'm not saying that we haven't been doing it. I just think it's a great point for us to, if we don't have much room to maneuver, knowing what that is,
that we have to accomplish,
becomes even more important.
Statutory.
I guess is my point. If we have limited areas to provide input, knowing what those are become more important.
And that's part of what the Scope of Work Committee looks at when it's time for those things. They help draft and then bring that scope of work on those management strategies, et cetera, and then bring it back to the whole group to look at. As far as the public input, Tony tries to squeeze that in and under any category he can get that to get that accomplished.
That's exactly right. Okay. And the simple layman way I look at it is the state tells us what we have to do, but you tell us how we do it, right? So, you know, if it's leaning more into the engagement aspect, then we focus on the engagement aspect. You know, if there's when we look at water management strategies, that's certainly an area where we can dial it in based on what you and your committees tell us to do in those regards of how we do it.
Thank you. Go ahead, Jim. Wait, go ahead, Jim.
Tony, yes, sir.
In the green box, just a question for not that one, the one.
This one.
27.
Yes, sir.
So Water Development Board releases their data on municipal projections and population in January.
I believe the municipal WUG list, the per capita usage, historical populations, and water use information is released in January. We'll start looking at that information and reviewing it through the early part of the year.
Right.
And then as non-municipal information is made available around May or April, uh-huh, then we'll be looking at the non-municipal information, draft information. And you can bet that's when we're off to the races with, we've got draft numbers, but that's where we start the outreach, where on the non-municipal side, things like data centers or other industry, that we start trying to go out and find out what's happening now that's not reflected in the draft data. Right. So we have to kind of do an exercise of figuring out first what's in the draft, and mm-hmm. then we update it.
Our discussions with the WUGs and municipal relative to their comments on the Water Development Board data, that occurs when?
It'll be the first half of the year of 2027.
So it'll be in the spring of 27?
Yes, sir.
Okay. They release that information, as we all know, reaching out to the municipals and whatnot to make sure they're aware that it's out there and getting that information.
Well,
will be in the spring.
What we've done before is we put together a survey, and we don't just focus on demand. We certainly have the draft demand information in there, but we also, since we're going through the effort of outreach, we compile all the information on the strategies from the previous plan, what we have on their existing supplies, what their constraints are, whether they're legal or physical. We pull all that together in those surveys, and then we start the outreach effort to talk with them, saying, look, near term, we want to get the demand information straight. That's what we're going to be focusing on first. But we're starting a longer conversation with them on everything, and we're trying to get as much as possible, get an updated picture early on during the planning process, and then continue to update it over the course of the five-year cycle until we get to the goal line.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait just a minute, Tony.
Yes, sir.
I want to go back to Kenny's comment, because it's a good comment, and I agree with Kenny. And so me and Judge Spurgeon have been on here since, I'm going to tell you how old you are, Judge, 2004.
We were born on here.
Okay. and be brutally honest, Kenny, we run into roadblocks and have since 2004, and it gets frustrating. And we as a board try to get around those roadblocks when we can to accomplish what we think needs to be accomplished. And we try to make our opinions known. That's one reason we have a water policy committee, that those things that we think need to be changed, they show up in those policies that then is in our plan. And then it's sent to the Water Development Board, and then it's sent to the legislature. We, all of us, every planning group are under statutory restraints in certain areas. We ran into that, as Judge Blackburn can testify, last year, when we were trying to make this plan the best plan that we could make it, and we had to figure out a way around. They sent some of the big people from Water Development Board to our meeting, didn't they, Judge? Yeah. Right. To try to do the best we could, I guess, is the best way to put it. I understand what you're asking. There is not a simple answer. It's not like other avenues in other areas. But this group, and I brought it back up because I want to commend this group, because I feel that we've done a tremendous job in trying to fulfill our responsibility. Now, we couldn't always do it how we thought was best, but we did it the best that we thought we could. I don't know if all that makes sense. I agree with you. We try to get those things in and do those things when we can under the restraints that we have. I guess it's the only answer I can give you right now. So,
Brian, I'll just say thank you for that. And I mean, my time on the board, it's been very impressive, and I've appreciated the participation and the dialogue that the board has had along those lines. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a culture of the board that's very positive, and just commend the group to continue that, that
yes.
effort.
Yes. So. I mean, we've seen it, we've had lots of discussion, more than I thought we'd have today. I was going to tell y'all this is going to be the shortest meeting we have for the next 5 years, but I don't think I'm going to tell you that now. All right, go ahead, Tony.
I do want to clarify, I'm reading the two-point font. March of 27 will be non-municipal draft numbers released from the board, and then June of 27 is municipal. Okay, and then the deadline is at the end of the year. So we'll have pretty much all of 27 as we get that information from the board to be engaging with water providers on projections.
So it'll shift later in the year.
Yeah, later in the year will be when we have to submit the our revisions back to the Water Development Board. And that actually flows well into this last slide I have for you guys, which looks longer term. So I'm looking over the course of the 5 years, with the idea being that what we did last cycle, we want to do again, where as we're working over the course of the cycle, we don't want to get to the end of the 5 years and then plop a 10,000 page document called said draft on it and said, read this, and you got a few weeks to read it. Instead, what we did last time and what we want to do this time is that as we're doing this work, we'll be simultaneously developing draft chapters. Those chapters will align with our funding that's made available to us and at the time it's made available to us, and we'll flange with, like, we'll be working on chapters 1 and 2 on the front end in 27 so that you guys can look at those, have a tentative review of them and say, okay, this is chapters 1 and 2. We feel pretty good about this. We'll get comments from you guys. And then we'll set 1 and 2 aside and we'll then begin work on chapters 3 and 4. And we'll be doing chapters 3 and 4 in time for the tech memo that's going to be due September 18th of 2028. So we'll have an adoption meeting before that. Those big arrows are when we're going to be getting this information to you guys. And then we'll have adoption meetings, and then we'll submit it to the Water Development Board, much like for those of you that were here for the past 5 years, how we did it in the previous 5. And we've kind of got a game plan about which chapters need to be done when, so that we can get those to you over the courses of 28 and 29 as we get to the point where we get to the IPP in January of 30. That entails its own big process, as y'all well know, with public comment periods, things like that, and then the final plan. And so our intent with this graphic is to kind of show where those chapters are going to start percolating over the course of the next 5 years. And you really think chapters 1 and 2 are coming first, because that's the first information we're getting, is the non-municipal and municipal population and demand numbers. So that's just kind of a big picture of, hey, next 5 years, just file that away as kind of the order of operations, population demand and supply and needs. And then we go off into the water management strategy realm for the remainder of the 5-year cycle. With that, I don't have any actions, but if there are any questions about that big picture schedule, happy to entertain them. Yeah, you can. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, Tony, I hope
thank you very much.
Thank you.